No! No!
The sound coming from a white male dressed in a bathrobe and silk pajama pants. He has blood leaking from a gash on his arm. He runs through a wooded area not too far off, in a distance from a plush mansion seen in the background. The sound of gunfire is heard coming from inside the mansion. There he is what one of the two men inside the house, brandishing firearms in hand, yells out.
Where? I can't see him!
The second man with firearm in hand cries out. They're both Caucasian, dressed in black suits, complete with matching red ties. They make their way down one of the many halls of the manor. They have their guns drawn and are anxious to fire. With sweat dripping from their heads profusely, they breathe heavily as they creep down the hall. As they step forward, the crackling in the wood grain floor frightens them somewhat, but they are determined to find out who they are after. A crackling noise peeks through in the background. They turn around to see what it is. Suddenly from behind the two men, a black male of Haitian descent appears dressed in a fatigue green trench coat, armed with knives in both hands. He takes one of the blades and throws it swiftly into the lower back of the guard on his right side. As the guard falls to his knees, the Haitian man, now armed with one blade, charges toward the guard on his left side. As the guard with his second pistol drawn turns around, he's too late. The assailant lodges his second knife into the guard's chest. As the assailant pulls the knife from the guard's impaled torso, his facial expression changes from fear to acceptance. He falls to his knees and eventually flat on his face and stomach. The other guard, who took a knife to his lower back, tries to reach for the firearm that he dropped when he was attacked. But the assailant walks over and kicks the gun away. The guard looks up and asks, "Who are you?" But the mysterious man does not answer. He just walks away. The guard lays on the floor in fear and unable to move as he waits for the assailant to finish him off. He looks around and notices that no one is around and breathes out a sigh of relief.